of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Gal Show. Oh, okay, there we are. Okay, this is Al, in case you didn't hear it, with the Ask Gal Show.
And this is Ron Lim, her co-host for the Ask Gal Show. We also have Lenny Matthews with us.
Yes, who is our new co-host.
Number two co-host.
You number can two. Call me Coco.
Coco. Lenny Matthews.
Awesome.
Yes, awesome. We are here and brought to you by our favorite donut place, Heavenly Donuts, corner of Pine and Shasta Streets. And they have a 24-hour, not just a drive-through,
but a walk-up.
A walk-up window. Yeah. And they're open 5 a.m. to 8 p.m.
in the lobby.
In the lobby. And they're open 7 days a week. Can you believe that?
Ah. And don't they forget, have great coffee.
Great coffee. Lenny. Great coffee. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank
and
you.
They also, you know, they have breakfast items, too.
They do. Croissants.
Great donuts.
Croissants.
I just had some of those donuts this morning, actually. So... Yeah, oh, you can get deliveries from Grubhub and DoorDash for free. The delivery is free.
The delivery, yeah.
The first time.
Not the donuts.
The donuts are not free. Yeah. Right, Katie? Yeah. So, if you would like to call in and talk to us, you can call 530-605-4567. If you'd like to listen in or come into our chat room, go to KCNR1460.com. Hit the green button, live. He'd listen to us live. Or go into the chat room and send me questions or whatever you want to talk about. Also, you can contact us several other ways, and we're hoping that you do that tonight because you are the guest, actually. the audience is our guest. Well, besides you. Something like that. Anyway, where were we? Oh. The number, your phone number.
Yep, text. You can text in to my number, 707-499-8999, and I will get your text also in Messenger, Ask Al, and Facebook Messenger, and Ron Lim on Facebook Messenger.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay, so, now, Al.
Yeah. So, tonight's topic.
Yeah, what are we doing tonight?
Well, we are... I made a mistake.
You did?
We have wonderful Lenny Matthews, who we've brought on our team.
Wonderful.
And she just brings so much to the table. One of the things that she does is she helps me write for the content when it's going to be on the show. But I messed it up this week. So Ron was right. The guest is supposed to be you, the listening audience. And I misread what Lenny gave me to write, and I said, I'm the guest.
Well, you are kind of.
So, for a minute, I'm the guest.
We get that straight now.
Yeah. So, I'll be a guest for a minute.
You'll be a guest for a minute.
Yeah, and then we're going to turn it over to the audience and take questions tonight. Okay. So, yeah, you guys
get
to fire questions away at me.
You guys that are out there listening in, we need to hear from you tonight. So,
we'll call in.
Call in. Mm-hmm. Again, it's 530.
Or write in.
605-4567.
Yep, sorry.
That's okay.
Say that again.
530-605-4567.
Or text in 707-499-8999. Or Messenger.
Ron Lim, Ask Al. Yeah. Maybe even Lenny Matthews. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
So all right. So. Covered?
Yeah.
So, I've got a question for you.
Uh-oh.
Let's interview her.
Okay.
Just for a moment.
Can we roast her too?
My karma. This is my
Let's
karma.
Wait for her birthday.
Oh, okay.
So, Elle, I don't know you that well, and some of our listeners do not. What do you actually specialize in?
Ah, okay.
What is your forte? What? Who is Elle?
Okay, very good question. I actually have a few hats that I wear. Right now, part of what I do is I run the counseling center for the New Life Recovery at the Mission, New Life treatment program. And I also take private clients. And so part of what I do is, I'll just give you some of my history and my background, what my schooling in. Yeah. So I did my bachelor's. First, I'll just back up even before that. I worked at the airlines and I was hired as crisis management specialist. That required me to assess people's personalities very quickly. From there, I went on to get my bachelor's degree in psychology, and then I did master's work at Capella University. Then I went on to do, I have a couple of international life coaching certifications and a certification in rapid transformational therapy, which utilizes a lot of techniques from hypnotherapy. So that's my background and my education.
Okay, awesome.
Are you impressed?
I am.
Yeah, really.
Thank you.
It's awesome. No wonder.
It came by hard work. It sounds way more impressive than I think it is. It just came by hard work. You know, I mean, it's not that I went to school and decided I'm going to be this person that counsels people. It's more like life took me down this journey, and through the journey, I wanted answers, and I couldn't get the answers that I was wanting. I couldn't get the help that I was looking for, so I really had to become my own advocate. And as I was trying to learn about some of my own challenges, one of those was that I had to diagnose myself with PTSD in lieu of being told I had all these other issues. It really came down to the anxiety, the depression, some of the issues I was facing, they were misdiagnosed. And with mixed diagnosis can come getting on the wrong medication. I knew I was on the wrong medication. I knew I wasn't getting the right diagnosis. I really had to fight for myself. Fought for myself, realized that what I had was PTSD. And that started me on the journey to really getting the right kind of help that I needed. Working for the airlines helped. That really launched me into understanding personality styles, having to assess people very quickly. And then I went on to get my bachelor's degree. And again, I'm still, through this whole process, I'm doing my own personal research. And I'm going to say that, you know, everything that I share and that I've learned, it really is out there for anybody to learn. It's about getting online and educating yourself or getting the right books or finding material. And I'm relentless about it, relentless about learning. I really want information not only benefits me, but is there something that I can offer up to others that's going to, relief is my favorite word. I want relief. We all want to feel better. We're in pain. Pain creates hiding. And so, how do you manage that pain? There's all different kinds of pain. So that's the essence of my journey. And then, as you guys know, I was married for 20 years. My ex suffered with addiction issues on and off in our marriage. We had a good marriage except for the times when there was relapse, and the relapse led to some pretty traumatic losses in our marriage, in our world. And once he got clean, and he got clean because I wrote to this television show called Intervention, and they answered my letter, they came and did an intervention. Our show's been on national television hundreds of times, seen by millions of people, so it's no secret. After that, then I decided to go on and do master's work with a depth of study in addiction and PTSD. And along this trajectory, I'm also doing learning and researching stuff on relationship issues. So really dove deep down into that rabbit hole as well. So much of what I do just comes from my own research, my own investigating, my own learning, my own curiosity.
Your life's experiences.
Yeah. Yes. You know, and being there, having been there, you know, in our marriage, we went through so much. We're not married anymore. And I got to say, I didn't go through a lot of what some people go through. I didn't have a physically abusive or a mentally abusive partner. The addiction itself was abusive. Addiction creates abandonment. It creates neglect. So those, the abandonment and neglect and inability to have a conversation and talk and interact, that can be abusive to a relationship. I don't want to call it abuse, but So just from there, I really kind of felt like my education, I needed more. So I supplemented that with some life coaching. Life coaching's phenomenal in that it really teaches you how to go in after what it is, you know, the issue that a person is struggling with. So, you know, that's kind of it in a nutshell. And
we're going to take a break.
I think that's a good time for a commercial. Yeah,
we'll pick up after the break.
Celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
Firewater Supply is proud to join the Hero Circle for Heroes of the North State's Toys for Tots Toy Drive. We understand that it takes a community to come together in times of need. It is with great honor to be invited to take part in bringing the joy of Christmas to children of Shasta County. All of us at Firewater Supply would like to invite you to do the same this holiday season by supporting the causes you love. Together, we will bring in the new year with joy.
All right, this is Ron Lim, co-host of Ask the L Show. And here's L. We are back with you after herself. But first, we're going to have to talk about donuts. Healthy, healthy donuts. I understand these have zero calories, from what I understand.
Low carbs.
Low carbs. Great flavor.
No sugar.
No sugar. I'm sure they have some of those. If you would like to call in, and we would love to hear from you guys tonight, call 530-605-4567. Or you can listen to us at kcnr1460.com, or you can just go into the chat room, or you can message me or ask Al at our messengers on Facebook, or you can call or text Al's number, which is
707-499-8999.
Thank you. And we also have Lenny Matthews, our new number two co-host here with us tonight.
Yes. Coco.
Oh, that's right. Co-co-host. Got it. Oh, I get it now. Duh. Okay, so before we went on break, we found out a little bit about Elle.
Yep.
What she does, how she does it. I have a question for you.
Okay.
Because I'm a guy.
Yeah.
True.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm a guy. We don't like to air our laundry, you know, like here on the radio show or publicly.
Yep.
I don't know. You know, most of us don't. But do you do counseling other than here on the radio?
I do. And also, about 75% of my clients are men.
Oh.
Yeah. And I do work with clients privately. I have an office. And if you're interested in getting a hold of me and having a chat and seeing if there's something that I can help get to the heart of with you or answer questions.
They can find that on your Facebook.
Yes, but the number on my Facebook page, I need to give out this number, 707-499-8999. The number on my Facebook page is a Google number, and I, for the life of me, can't figure it out how it works.
Oh.
I thought it rang to my phone, but it doesn't. So 707-499-8999. You can text me, get a hold of me, ask questions. Yeah.
Okay.
Awesome. Next, you're next.
Oh, Okay, so now that you're going to counsel me, what do you counsel me on? What things can you...
On you personally?
No, let's not talk...
Do you want to go down that road?
No, we better.
We don't have time for that.
We don't have time for that.
Four or five shows.
Yeah.
So, yeah, what are the things that you cover in your counseling? Like marriage?
Yeah.
Couples? Individuals?
All of that.
Kids? Kids, you don't do...
No, I do not typically work with kids, no.
Okay.
No. Typically just adults I work with. And, you know, every individual or couple that comes into my space, my workspace, and looking for, you know, there's some kind of challenge they're facing. Everybody's different. It's just different. And so usually the way that I work is I just kind of backwards engineer what it is. What are you coming in? What are you facing right now? What's your biggest challenge right now? And in our session, what would you like to see happen as a result of us meeting together? That will lead the journey. From there, we can really start asking questions and peel it apart. Because really helping, if there's anything that I can do that's beneficial to somebody, curiosity is going to get us there. And so I'm curious about, you know, what it is, why, you know, what challenge you have, what it would look like for you to live without that challenge, and we go from there.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You mentioned something about RTT. Can you explain?
Yeah.
Go more detail.
Yeah, I can. And thank you for asking about that. RTT stands for Rapid Transformational Therapy, and Rapid Transformational Therapy, like it says, it does offer a rapid form of therapy. So it does utilizes some forms of hypnotherapy, and you know, I often have clients that come to me, maybe they want to work on weight loss. I want to work on weight loss. And so the first thing that I find out is, okay, why do you want to lose weight? Have you been at that weight before? What was it like for you? We just kind of go in after the weight loss, and then I will, once we've met and I get to the heart of the issue and I get to the heart of what they're wanting, then I can create a very powerful audio for them that they will listen to that puts them in a relaxed state. And in that relaxed state, because their mind has already agreed to what it is that they're wanting, that audio becomes very powerful for helping transition the mind to getting what it is that they want. So you're basically turning down the volume on what they don't want, turning up on the volume on what they do want.
Well, do you, speaking of that, do you do smoking? Everybody wants to do that.
We can pretty much work almost on any issue. There's a few times when it's difficult to get to an issue with a client, and that's typically because they may not necessarily know what they're wanting. For example, I had a client that came to me, and I do a lot of clients via Zoom and phone, and I did have a client that wanted to quit smoking and drinking. So when I started questioning him, I knew right away he really did not want to stop smoking and drinking. He said that he should. Well, I think I should. He's from Texas. I think I should quit smoking and drinking because I got throat cancer. And I said,
well, good reason.
Okay, but you said should. And so in that should was really he did not want to quit smoking and drinking. His mind isn't going to agree to that.
Well, I was going
to
say, how much of a... want do you know, you have to have to be able to be successful with RTT.
Right.
How much are you willing?
It's really getting to, it's in doing the investigative part and getting to what they really want. What he really wanted, we got to the issue of what he really wanted. What he really wanted, because he was, you know, he was a, what do you call them when they work on oil rigs, roughnecks?
Yes.
You know, he was this person that was part of his identity, the smoking, the drinking, and that lifestyle. So what he really wanted to be able to survive his cancer treatment, smoking and drinking. So that's what we went after. The mind is powerful. The mind will do what it thinks you want it to do. We have to get to that part of it. And so what I did was worked at that angle. We worked the angle of You're going to survive this. You're going to get through this. Your body's going to fight this. You're going to come out strong. And you're going to be able to do it without having to change anything. You're just going to come through this. And he did. He came through the heat like a trooper, smoking and drinking the whole way. I don't advocate that. I'm not advocating that. But I'm not here to advocate a lifestyle. I'm here to advocate for my clients. What is it that you're really wanting? So
makes sense.
Yeah.
So would that work with addiction?
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. Wow. Works with addiction. Again, it has to come from a place of really knowing what it is the person wants. I mean, if someone brings me their husband, they're kicking and screaming, you know, I do hypnotherapy on my husband so he quits doing whatever he's doing. It's not going to work because his mind is fighting it. His mind doesn't want it. He's not in agreement. You have to come through my door with a challenge that you're wanting to overcome. And then that's when the work begins. What is it you're really wanting? You know, for example, somebody may come to me wanting to lose weight, but what may be really driving that weight gain isn't so much pounds as it is pain. So then we go in after the pain. What is the pain driving the pounds? Then we deal with the pain first, if that needs to happen. And then once the pain is dealt with, then we can, sometimes the pounds will just come off by themselves. I've done a lot of weight. I have a lot of clients that I've done weight with, and physical issues too. A lot of people can
stress.
Overcome physical issues.
Less stress. Stress can cause weight gain, maybe?
Absolutely, stress can cause weight gain. Those cortisol, those hormones that are dumping at toxic levels into your body from stress are preventing you from being able to lose pounds. And so, yeah, if stress is driving it, stress can be a situation or it can be a belief. Finding out which one it is and what it is and undoing that, restructuring that is part of the success. I would say 90% of the people I work with have been very successful. The other 10% are they're either not ready or somehow have missed. They're not able to get into what they're really wanting yet.
So I have a question then. I agree with you that you can't quit anything until you're mentally really ready. You have to want it.
Yeah.
However, if you go into a recovery program and you get clean long enough to where your body starts to heal and your mind starts thinking and processing in a healthier way, but you still get those cravings, what about doing the hypnotherapy or the RTT on the craving?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Instead of the desire just to do the drug.
Right.
But so if you can eliminate the craving along with the sickness or the reason that they started in the first place, why they're self-medicating,
mm-hmm.
It would give them a bigger success rate to stay clean.
Yes, I agree with you. Getting to the cravings, and I just want to speak to addiction briefly, because typically what's driving addiction is a sense of powerlessness. So there's something that the pressure of a circumstance or the pressure of a belief system, pressure of trauma, is pressing down so hard. And we're meant to grow. As humans, we're meant to grow. We're meant to experience stress. But sometimes if the stress and the pressure is pushing down too hard, we feel powerless around that, whatever's pushing down on us. So taking something, drinking or taking a substance is a form of taking back control. This is out of control. I can't handle this. It's pressing down on me too hard. And well, screw it. I'm just going to go have a drink. And then suddenly in that moment, that person has taken back a little bit of control and there's relief on that pressure that's coming down. So I really try to help clarify what the pressure is, where the pressure is coming from, where the belief system is, and work tandemly with the cravings. And so it's very powerful. So that's a good place for us to stop right now
for
a break, right?
Yeah. Okay. Come on back.
All my friends, the low rider. The low rider is a little higher.
Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Clean Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at just $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons and get one free. Or buy 10 and get 3 free. Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has the perfect gift for Christmas or for your car or truck. Stop by 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hello, this is Elle.
And this is Ron Limmer, co-host, and we're also here with our Lenny Matthews. I just figured that out. Yes, so about Heavenly Donuts, our sponsor. Katie Garrett, who's one of the owners of Heavenly Donuts, was listening in, and she texted me and said that, yeah, there's zero calories and low carbs if you just lick it once. Yeah. So you can go there 24/7 to the drive-through or walk-up window, 5 a.m. to 8 p.m. in the lobby, 24/7, 7 days a week. If you'd like to call, Grubhub. Nope, they have great coffee. They have breakfast items like little
croissants. Yeah.
And
bagels.
And DoorDash and Grubhub will deliver for free the first time the donuts
are not free.
530-605-4567. If you'd like to call in, we've had several callers already. Or if you'd like to listen in, go to KCNR1460.com. You can either listen in or go to the chat room and send us any questions or what do you want to talk about. Oh, and Elle's number.
707-499-8999. We're getting some pretty phenomenal responses.
Don't
to
call that
topic.
One, though. Yeah, text that number.
Well, you can call. Chances are I'm not able to answer. Text I can get back to. A call I can get back to as well. But
okay. So before our break, you were talking about... what were you talking about?
Addiction.
Yeah. Addiction, yikes.
I was talking about, Lenny had asked about RTT, and
right.
one of the useful techniques, RTT RTT is useful for addiction issues. Okay, I had a hard time spitting that one out, but you were asking about addiction. And so, yes, it works very well. And it's rapid. And when I say rapid, usually within between 3 to 5 sessions, we can get to the heart. I liken it to a thorn being embedded in your foot. And it's building up pressure. It's creating infection. It's painful. There's pain there. So we get in there, we figure out where the thorn is, get the thorn out, and then the healing process can come through audios, the very powerful audios that we agree on. Before I send a person with an audio, we are agreeing on the message.
What do you mean by audio?
So I create a relaxation audio that uses hypnotherapy techniques. And that what that does is it just gets a person quickly in a very relaxed state of mind. And I'm recording this. And then it's usually about 12 minutes. And then once the recording is done, that walks the person through what it is that they're wanting. Then I send the recording to them. And then you listen to that recording for 21 days. Once a day at least, sometimes twice a day, and then intermittently once you're done with it as needed.
Well, this might be a dumb question, but how do you send it? On a CD, on a tape, or?
No, that's a great question. I'm glad you asked it. You know, I have an app on my phone. I do the recording on my phone, and I'm able to send it to, I send it three ways. I send it through text. I send it through either WhatsApp or Messenger, and then I send it through email. So the person can access it three ways, listen to it right on their phone with headphones. You can listen to it as you're going to sleep at night. It will not matter if you go to sleep listening to it. Your mind has, again, we've already agreed to what it is you're wanting. And people want to know what it's like. It's really about like this. If you're driving down the road and you're taking it's a route you've driven several times, you know it, and you check out during that drive. You're daydreaming. You're thinking about something else. You're thinking about the fight you had before you left work this morning. And then you get to work, and you're like, hey, I don't even remember the trip here. I was thinking about that other thing. It's like that. You're completely aware. At any point in that drive, you could have stopped at a stop sign, stopped for a pedestrian. You're still engaging, but for some reason, there's this other part of your brain that is also simultaneously thinking about what happened that morning. And so it's very much like that. It puts you in a relaxed state. It disengages the conscious mind so that the message is getting in an unconscious mind by your permission. And there's nothing that's going to happen that you can't at any point go, I don't agree with this. I don't like it. In fact, I have my clients listen to the audio and get back to me immediately within 24 hours. Does the audio work? Is it in agreement with your brain? Is there any part of your brain that's like, no, I don't want that. That's, you know, no. Then we'll redo the audio and make sure that, and I've only had to do that once. So normally we nail it. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So, that's how that works. And then, you know, yeah. So it's very powerful. It is really going after what the person is. Hey, knowledge is power. We get to an understanding of what's really going on.
Right. This is off the subject a little bit, but it's still on addiction.
Okay.
I have a friend that has a son that is addicted to drugs.
Okay.
And he is homeless today, right now.
Okay.
And she's very worried because of this cold snap. So since you work up at the mission, you work with a lot of these people, you're kind of in that community. Where does a person go that is homeless when it's this cold?
I
know it's kind of a weird question, but it's on my mind, and I worry about these people. Is there a place for them to be rescued and out of the cold on these winter nights?
Yes, the Good News Rescue Mission. Go to the Good News Rescue Mission. It's on 273. They will provide a place for a person to get a meal, a shower, and get out of the elements. And then also I want to add that New Life Recovery is an annex to the mission. The mission has two tangents. One is the mission that will take in people that are displaced and need somewhere to get out of the elements. If someone has an addiction problem, the New Life Recovery, that's part of the mission, but separate from the mission. They have separate dorms, separate programs. It's a great program. It's free. So if somebody wants to get help, they can apply for New Life Recovery and have a program that they're able to do for 18 months, up to 18 months. They can be in this program. It houses them. It shelters them. It feeds them, and they're getting recovery. That's who I work with. Specifically our students from the Lean Life Recovery that want my services. You know, it's not mandatory. Nobody's mandated to meet with me, but people that want my services can, my office is very close by, can come up and see me. And then it's a working program. So they're in this program. It doesn't cost them anything to get into it. They're getting program as well as helping serve the community. So I it's a great program.
So what I'm getting from you is part of your niche is working with addiction.
Mm-hmm.
And that could be the person that's addicted. What about the families that need help and hope? Mm-hmm. I know that there's Al-Anon and things like that, but what if they really need to know how to help their family member through the addiction? It's kind of like living with an alcoholic, mm-hmm. if you will.
Yeah.
Can you help them with that?
I work with a lot of family members of the students that are in the program. If the student comes to me and there's a family member or a partner that is wanting to work on themselves alongside, because I had to do that when my ex went into treatment. So did the intervention on my ex. He went into treatment, 90-day treatment program. I honestly thought that he was the one with all the problems. I thought I was the one telling him how he needed to live his life and get it straight. And if he just listened to me, all would go right. Well, part of what intervention did was it provided counseling for me and the kids. And that was an eye-opener. My counselor was very good. She handed me a book. I read it. It was required for me to read. And once I read it, I realized, oh, my goodness, I'm part of the problem. So I needed help as well so that I didn't sabotage his recovery when he came back. And I did get very involved in counseling, in Al-Anon. So I am very compassionate and empathetic to family members that are, that have people that are struggling with addiction, because it's not a problem that lives in a vacuum. I will see family members. If somebody reaches out to me because they have somebody that's in the program, then I'm certainly willing to work with them as well.
Awesome. I didn't realize you were doing that much work with, and addiction's a big deal here in Reading.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I mean, it's all over the country, but we have a lot in Reading. Just coming here tonight, I saw three or four people laying out in the sidewalks with lots of blankets on them, and
mm-hmm.
just
rough time.
Yeah.
Well, this week isn't going to be as cold as last week. That's the good news. That night.
That is good news, because it's pretty brutal this week.
It's only
been
down in the 40s instead of 20s.
That's still.
I have one more question real quick.
Yeah.
You mentioned that when they go into the mission that there's a program that they can go through. Can you help them if there's other programs in the area to get into?
Yes. There are people there that are very, very proactive in helping. Part of what they do is help the clients get plugged into other resources.
Okay.
Is this a good time to take a break?
Yeah.
Should we draw the line for now?
Yeah,
okay.
This would be great.
All right.
Celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Save room for a wish this month at Black Bear Diner, where they've partnered with Make-A-Wish to help grant life-changing wishes for children with critical illnesses in our community. They are donating $1 from the purchase of every delicious slice of red velvet cake, candy cane chocolate cream pie, and peppermint cheesecake now through the end of the month. Get on over to Black Bear Diner because wishes need stars like you. Open daily, including Christmas Eve and Day. 2605 Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
Hello, this is Elle. Thank you for tuning in.
And this is Ron Lim, her number one co-host, and with our new Coco number two host, Lenny Matthews.
Coco Mademoiselle.
Coco. All right, we are back with the Ask Elle Show, and first of all, I want to talk about our donut shop, our favorite donut shop, and they have great coffee, too. Heavenly Donuts, as you all know, we're talking about. Did you know that you can go there 24/7 through their drive-thru? They have a walk-up window, which is really cool. You don't see that everywhere.
No.
And in the lobby, you can go in from 5 a.m. to 8 p.m. DoorDash and
Grubhub.
Grubhub. Deliver for free the first time, not the donuts, right, Katie? And they have breakfast other than just donuts. They have little croissants and stuff like that and great coffee. Now, if you want to call in, please call 530-605-4567. Or actually, we would like you to call in, not if you would want to. We want you to call. Or you can listen in at KCNR1460.com. Go to the green live button or go to the chat room and chat with us online. Or you can call Elle at, or text her at
707-499-8999.
And you can message us on Messenger too. Ask Elle, Ron Lim, maybe even
Facebook
Lenny Matthews.
Messenger,
yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So before we went on a break, we were talking about addiction, and we're going to try to continue with that because tonight.
Getting a lot of really good feedback on it. People are appreciating the topic.
But before you do, I do have a question for you, though.
Okay.
RTT. So do people come to see you specifically to do RTT, or do you, like, in the middle of a counseling session, decide, oh, you know what, you could use RTT for whatever it is in the middle of
That's a great question. Some people know that I do RTT, and they come in specifically for it. Other times people come in, they want the relationship coaching, the addiction coaching or counseling, and the RTT, will come up in that. And sometimes we don't use it. It's just so individually designed
for
each person.
Not for everybody.
Not everybody wants it.
It's open to it.
Yeah. If somebody's asking for it, then we will get to the heart of what they're wanting. Yeah.
Well, thank you. By the way, we have a caller.
Okay.
Another one.
Okay.
Tim. Are you there, Tim?
Hey, Tim.
Hey. I am here.
Hey. How are you doing?
Hey. Good. So I thought I'd call in. I actually manage the recovery programs at the mission.
Wow. Wonderful.
We are so honored that you called in. Thank you.
So, I thought since you were talking about it, I might just call in.
Appreciate it.
You know,
no, it's a good time for
people
know.
Weigh in.
I'm not that... I don't know that much about the mission myself, so I think it's a good time to be talking about it. It's the holidays, for one,
yeah,
and we have so much of that happening right now. So thank you for calling, and tell us all about it. What would you want to tell
What's
us?
What's on your mind?
Yeah.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, a lot of families have that same issue and concern about loved ones that are living on the streets, And the mission does, they're actually designated an emergency shelter. So when it's cold like this, they are open. They will give bed space to just about anybody that comes in. You can eat there. You can hang out in the chapel when the weather's bad, if you need to get out of the elements. So, you know, they have a lot of programs to help people get out and at least be warm and hopefully be safe. So, and that's available to, you know, anybody who needs that service. And certainly, you know, if people have family members that they would like to see get, you know, get some help, then that's available to them. As far as the recovery programs, you know, one of the most important things, and I get calls all the time from parents with children who are deep in addiction, homeless, they're on the streets, they're in unsafe places. And, you know, the key is really whether or not their son or daughter or child is ready to make changes. You know, we get a lot of people who come in who are there to help please mom and dad or somebody else, and they just never last in the program long because they just don't have that motivation to make the changes yet that they need to make. Mm-hmm. And so it's really important to get them to a place where they see that they need something, they need help, they need to make changes in their lives. So,
good point.
I know a lot of family support is important.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, even more than family support, it really is about the, you know, personal motivation to do it.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, there are five changes of stages of change, and the first and most important one is that they recognize it or have a desire to, and then that they're willing to act on it. And unfortunately, that's kind of a personal journey. And a lot of times, you know, one of the things I tell people is that, you know, part of our job when we have people who come in who are not quite committed is not to force them. It's, you know, the old saying, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. And my answer to that is really simple, but you can make the horse thirsty. And sometimes the first thing that we need to do is to make the horse thirsty, make these guys thirsty for change, see that there's a benefit, see that it can, you know, radically change their life and relationships. So, you know, that's kind of the first step in that whole process is to bring them to that point where they see a value in it.
While you're on the phone, Tim, because you're making some just phenomenal points. Do you have a number that you can put out there for people that would like to, while they're listening in, maybe be able to have a place they can call for that?
They can call the mission, and let me pull it up because I never remember my own phone number. I use my cell number all the time. And they can certainly call my number, which is 818-292-0941. The number at the mission is 530-241-5754.
Okay. I was trying to write that down really quick. So we can repeat it. Would you repeat the mission number one more time, Tim?
530-241-5754.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate you calling in, representing the mission, perfect timing as we were talking about it, and, you know, just offering those nuggets of gold.
Yep. Just one last thing. The question was asked whether we help and work with other programs, and we do. If we don't feel somebody's right for our program, we will work and facilitate them getting into a program that will probably be better to them, whether it's Visions, Empire, you know, About Time, Teen Challenge. We have contacts and work with all of them. So,
well, thank you so much. I'm going to read that number off one more time, Tim. It was 530-241-5741.
Yep.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. You're welcome. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Great.
That was nice of him to call.
Yeah. Good resources there. I hope that information gets out. And so if anybody missed that information and would like that information, again, I wrote it down. My number is 707-499-8999. You can text me, and I'm happy to give that out.
I'm glad to know that they can just walk through the door.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I wish more of them knew that.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Because if you can't get a hold of them, because a lot of them are on foot, they don't have a phone. Yeah. I just wish more of them knew. Mm-hmm. So this was a blessing.
Yeah.
That he called.
Yeah. Great information.
Yes.
So thank you for that.
Okay.
that look on your face.
I'm going in a different direction.
Okay. Again?
Okay, Lenny.
Unless somebody wants to call in with another addiction question. I've got one for you.
Okay. Liam looks.
Well, Liam had one too.
I had a question.
Go.
I guess we're like fighting over questions now. Oh, yes. My God.
You are.
Elle.
Yes.
In your professional career counseling couples, what is the most common problem you've seen that has caused the most like breakdowns, and why do you think that problem exists culturally or relationally or whatever it may be?
That is a phenomenal question, and it's a broad there, you know, that I have to cast a broad net over that. I have to cast a broad net over that because, as you know, I work from the lens of there's ways that males approach things, and there's ways females approach things. And one of those things is just the difference between the way men and women handle stress.
Mm.
Yeah. A man handles stress. He's going to go into his brain cave or his man cave, and his brain's going to work hard to massage that problem out and resolve that problem. And the man, to him, he's not going to consider burdening somebody else with his problem. He's going to try to solve it himself. He feels like it's incumbent upon him to resolve this problem, not burden the family with the problem. And so that's a noble act he's doing. Is if we as women could understand that when a man does that, he gets silent, goes into his man cave, his brain cave, and he's problem solving, that he's doing a noble thing. He's trying not to create more stress for the woman. And the woman, on the other hand, we problem solve. A lot of times we problem solve by doing the exact opposite. We talk it out. We vent it out. We have to massage it externally. And so to the man, that seems like we are complaining against him. And it's not. It's not a complaint against him. So if the man can understand, oh, she's venting. She's got to get all of this. I call it emotional bucket of boat trash that's right inside of our chest. If he realizes that, oh, she's just venting and she's got all this blah, 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 she's got to get out, then, you know, he's not going to take it personal and feel like he's being attacked or being told that he's not doing enough or that he's failed in some way. And then a lot of times what happens with the woman, once she gets that venting out, there's a self-soothing chemical that's released in our brain, and it actually calms us down.
Mm-hmm.
And then we kind of do what the man does, is we sort of figure it out. We figure out our own problems. But for the man, when the woman starts venting, he's thinking, oh, she's got a problem. I need to solve this for her. In his maleness, he's loving her by trying to take her pain away and solve this problem for her. That is probably just a knee-jerk answer. That's probably
a difference in like the lenses that the world is seen through, and
yes,
yeah,
and the way that the stress is managed, completely different. And so the misunderstanding, each person can take it personal. Oh, you're walking away from me. You don't want to talk to me. It's like man's like, no, I don't want to talk to you. I mean, why would I do that? Why would I burden you? So.
Good answer.
Okay.
Hey, Lenny, you wanted to go off on a tangent. You don't have time now.
Oh, are we at the...
We don't have much more time, so... Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry, Lenny.
You'll have to go on a tangent next week.
Topic for next week.
And okay. Please, you guys out there, call us, text us, whatever.
Send us
topics you want to hear about.
Yeah.
And we want to say Merry Christmas.
Oh, yes, Merry Christmas.
And happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
To all of you.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
All right, thank you.
It's a wrap.
About Jack and Diane, two American kids growing up.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.